call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, and I have some news. You know, obviously the most important thing is, when I walked Sunday, it was the first modest, it was a 7-mile walk, went to Publix, and I hadn't done it in, I think it was over a week. I was really concerned because I typically do, like I say, about a marathon a week. And doing that 7 only got me up to a half marathon for the week. So I that week I was really weak, really low on my walking. And I got to Publix. When it came back, I went on the way back about a half mile in. I do a go up a hill, a pretty steep hill, you know, about 100 feet up. But it's a lot of it's about a 50% grade. And it was kind of like, this is hard. I realized that the not doing it for just a week kind of had an impact on me. And, you know, part of it's because it's cooler and, you know, I just don't want to go out in the cool. But I talked with my friend Chris, who says, yes, he's kind of noticed that. And he also talked with another guy who is about 60 who runs. And he says, yeah, I got to do this all the time. Otherwise, you know, I fall apart, and I think it's because you're slightly older. But so I needed to compensate for that. You know, I am doing the 500 jumping jacks a day. And I decided, well, today I'll try for 1,000. So instead of doing 1,000, I did over 2,000 today, and I was pleased. You know, I mean, that's tiring, and I think I'll sleep well tonight. In the the postcard reconciliation video, I showed four photos at the end. I think it's the second one, is a man holding his daughter. And I talked about a reconciled family. The daughter was kidnapped by ISIS 6 years ago or so. This is Chibok, Nigeria. And, you know, there was several times where some were released. I've discussed this previously, and the last time it was a group of I don't know, is it 80 that comes to mind? I think of whatever, and this was that group, and there was a celebration, and I felt an affinity to these people, and there were two men there. I didn't get a good photo of the other one, but this guy I got a good photo of, especially the way he was holding his daughter. And the joy in both of them just was an encouragement to me. And, you know, because this is a Christian group. And I felt an affinity, actually, to both of these men. But again, but yesterday or over the weekend, 300 more were kidnapped. This time, guys. And, you know, I saw an interview with one guy who escaped. During the when they were trying to capture everybody, he got away. And you know, I just can't imagine living like that. It really, I don't know. You know, I know things like this. I know things like this are happening in like Myanmar. I mean, massive numbers of people are, you know, they're going into villages and wiping everybody out and things of that nature. It's horrible and whatnot. But you get a certain affinity for the group. And the group of in Chibok, I don't know, I felt a strong affinity for. But also in postcard reconciliation, you know, I had the first response from Larry in Florida. And like I say, that was kind of surface. But then I had a delightful email from my friend Daniel New. And he was very encouraging. I felt love from him. And, I think he missed the point because what I told him, my point is I'm trying to reconcile with men in order to take care of that issue. Reconciliation with my wife is a different issue. But obviously, because I'm not going to deal with my wife the way I deal with Jim Gross, for example, I'm going to treat him like a man, not a frail young lady, but a man, not a wimp, but a man. And of course, apparently, that wimp syndrome is still there because he did respond. I was kind of shocked, but he did respond Sunday. But he responded in a very commanding way. These are my terms, essentially, which is what he did before. He has no idea what it is to follow Christ. None whatsoever. The case I made about obedience to Christ, he simply ignored and set down his own rules. Rules that he picks out of the air. He violates the Lord's commands. He violates man's laws. He makes up his own. He thinks he's God himself. And it's disgusting. And I'm not going to be flowery about it. But I'm going to pursue him as a man to reconcile. Because what he's doing is contrary to the scripture. If he claims to be a Christian, and I don't know if he still does anymore, I really don't. When he pointed me to the guy that used the Talmud, I really wonder. This, I'm not trying to be slanderous. But does he have any idea what the Bible means? I'm really concerned. So I'm going to do two things, or at least I think my plan is right now. I did send him a response, and of course I've heard nothing. But I'm going to send him another response directly, and then just between him and I, and then I'm going to send a second response publicly, because. I can't treat him like a wimp. I can't treat him like a sissy, a coward, a Muslim, a Talmudic Jew. I have to treat him like my brother in Christ. You know, it's the James 5 about correcting a brother. It's the 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 that scripture is used for reproof and correction. And it's supposed to go both ways. So I'm going to continue to ask him, where I am wrong, correct me from scripture, not from rules that you make up out of the air. Correct me from scripture where I'm wrong. Because I'm going to do the same to you. It's a rather big deal. I don't know what's happened to him. I don't know if he's simply old and senile. I have no idea. But I'm going to treat him like a man. I'm going to treat him like a brother. I'm going to use the scripture, which apparently is scary, and ask for him to repent of his ways and correct me in mine so I may do the same. And let's call each other our beloved brother when this is all over with. If not, 1 John 2 is condemning to Jim's cross. I'm sorry, they're strong words. But I love my family, my kids, and my wife, Dorothy Jane, my lady. I love you.